Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Let's talk about Riverside.fm, the leading podcast and video creation platform that's changing the game on how creators record content. Riverside FM allows you to record studio quality audio and up to 4K video on their platform. Now you can interview a guest 1,000 miles away and it'll sound like you're sitting in the same room. It's as easy to use as Zoom, but gives much higher quality audio and video recordings. Did we mention that they have a mobile app? This allows guests to connect directly from their phone and record content from anywhere. After your content is finished, you can easily grab clips to share them across your social media channels. So if you're looking for a hero platform for all your recording needs, from podcasts to webinars to other video content, you should be using Riverside FM. Sign up today so you can focus on your content and leave the quality to Riverside FM. Use promo code SHIPIT and receive a 30% discount on your first 3 months of your subscription. That's promo code SHIPIT to receive a 30% discount on the first 3 months of your subscription. Back to the show. Welcome to another episode of the Giant Take Podcast. I'm Josh and I'm joined by my co-host Alex. We are here to preview a matchup against the Atlanta Falcons here on Sunday at 1 o'clock to honor Eli Manning at halftime and induct him into the Ring of Honor. That'll be an exciting one. We will also be at this game, so we are, I guess you can say, excited to go into this game. To watch the 0-2 Giants hopefully win against the 0-2 Falcons. And obviously, at the end of this game, one team will have a win. And it depends on what team you think is going to win that will have that win. Obviously, our score prediction will come later in this episode. But first of all, Alex, it's been a long-ass week. And it's still not over yet. We're recording this Thursday night going into Friday. It's been a lot of schoolwork. I've been tired. And but we're here, and you know, we're almost at Sunday where we'll be able to see the game, so at least that'll give us a nice little break from all the schoolwork and stuff. But how are you?
I'm doing well. You know, everything's going okay. Not terrible. I don't know. It's okay. It's very neutral week for me. But you know, I can't say I'm excited. I'm a bit nervous. I think this is probably the most nervous I've been in a while for a Giants game, because let's be honest, we lose this, our season's over. If we win it, we have a disguise of maybe hoping that somehow our season is not over. And that's really important to me. So I want to make sure that I still have hope going through the season. So hopefully we win.
I think that's a little bit of a reach. The Giants were 0-3 last season and there was nothing, you know, debatable. Unless you're saying there, like, playoff race.
Yeah, exactly. But yes, last year there was a playoff race too. But remember, neither of those teams of, you know, neither of our divisional rivals will be as bad as they were last year. I think we can agree on that.
Yeah, we can agree. And, you know, obviously recording this episode before the Sunday games, I can give you the new updated NFC East standings. All of your NFC East teams are 1-1 besides the New York Giants, which I guess is a good thing because you can still say they're a game out. But obviously if these other teams win a game, you know, that'll be a problem when it comes to a game back. But for right now, we are still a game back of first place, quote unquote. Although Washington right now sits in first and they beat us, so that wouldn't work out. And it's not looking so good. I mean, I think you could tell from my side of things on this podcast, I don't sound too good. I'm just not like in the right heads, like mindset. Alex, what's going on? Because I was about,
What do you mean, what's going on?
You made a face.
Oh. I don't know. I was just smiling.
That's such a lie. But
that is a really big lie.
Yeah, we can talk about it post-production. Yeah. I guess I'm just in a bad headspace to record this episode of The Giant Take. And it's just, you know, it's not too good. I'm not, like, you know, really into the Giants. It's so, ugh. But anyway, we move on, right? We continue here. We don't miss anything. We keep going and we record. So basically,
fight through the pain.
Right, Alex. So I guess we'll start out with some quotes. Obviously, we had some players, you know, some players who have had surgeries now. Shane Lemieux getting added to the offensive linemen that have gotten surgeries, along with Nick Gates. And a little troubling quote that I have here on Nick Gates when it comes to his career, when asked to Joe Judge. So here's, like, the quote. So basically, I caught this from Ralph Acciano's article for SNY. Basically, asked by a reporter whether Gates' injury could be career-ending, Judge said, "I'd be lying if I said no." Judge later added that the organization is confident that Gates can make a full recovery and be able to come back at some point, but confirmed, quote, "Yes, it could be career-ending." That's a big deal. That's a really freaking big deal. That, you know, normally coaches just say, like, we'll see how it goes type thing. But Joe Judge did not shy away from how this could impact his, you know, Nick Gates, meaning his career long term. So that's a huge deal. And you got to hope it's not as long as you hope he's back next season. I mean, this guy played so great with the first two games, and his season got cut short, and we really, really hope it's not his career that's getting cut short. But I guess we all just have to wait on what happens there. And then another thing when it comes to our offensive lineman, Shane Lemieux had surgery on his left patellar tendon today, and he's expected to miss the rest of the season, although head coach Joe Judge wouldn't rule out a comeback for Lemieux later in the season. So, you know, maybe we see another one of those players gets injured and, you know, is expected to miss the whole season, but then they come back, you know, for the last few games. I think we saw that last season with Xavier McKinney. And I think, you know, this season we could very well see it with Shane Lemieux. We'll have to wait and see. Obviously, we're not at that point yet, so that shouldn't be that big of a concern. And then the final quote here I have is from our offensive coordinator, Jason Garrett, talking about the remarks when it comes to the Kenny Golladay situation. Obviously, Golladay was, you know, people thought it was intended towards Daniel Jones, but it wasn't. It was intended toward Jason Garrett, his frustrations. Kenny Golladay earlier in the week went up to the podium to answer some questions. He said it was not play bait. It was not, like, you know, get me the ball based. You know, it was just, I forget exactly what he said. But I know when someone asked him, was it about, like, get me the ball more? He said it was not. So I don't know exactly what it was. He could also be lying to the media, because players, I'm sure, do that a lot. But I do have the quotes from Jason Garrett from today's press conference, or I think it was yesterday's. Quote, "We brought him here and he's done a really good job for us. I love this guy. I love his competitive spirit," Garrett said. "We talk a lot about passion, emotion, enthusiasm in our players. That's line one in demonstrating that. We talk a lot about fighting and competing. He's a guy who wants to be a part of this thing." Now, again, Jason Garrett is trying to kind of, you know, bring up the spirits of Kenny Golladay, I'm sure, and also the other Giants players to stick together. We don't want anyone in this locker room going crazy. But that's enough for me. I'll send it over to my co-host Alex on his thoughts on, you know, all three of these quotes and issues/topics.
First of all, Nick Gates, mammoth of a man. I'm sure he'll be back. I have no doubts about that. So hopefully everything goes smoothly. But I'm confident, more confident than Joe Judge, obviously. Shane Lemieux, unfortunate. Never really was a big fan. Hope he gets better in terms of his footballing ability. You know, I don't think it's the biggest loss for the rest of the season, to be honest. I think we have some other players who can do a similar job as he can. I think for some reason this year we kind of thought he was like a god amongst men for this, like, at the guard position. Let's remember, in his rookie season, he was below average. He was not good. So I don't know why some people seemed a little bit concerned about that. In terms of what is the Jason Garrett, Kenny Golladay nonsense, it was just frustration on the field. Kenny Golladay, you could obviously see, like, hey, he was just upset. Warranted to be upset. I think it's kind of being blown out of proportion. But yeah, that's about it for that.
All right. So then at this point, I guess we can head to our preview to this New York Giants versus Atlanta Falcons game, as we got kind of like the pre-preview out of the way. I guess we'll first go to the injuries, I should say, plural for both teams. A lot for the Giants. I'll warn you about that now before I read off the names. First of the Atlanta Falcons, they have Russell Gage, who has an injured ankle. He did not practice Wednesday and Thursday. A.J. Terrell, who's a pretty good cornerback, he had a concussion, and he did not practice Wednesday or Thursday, as well as Frankie Darby, one of their wide receivers, kind of down on the depth chart. He has a calf injury and also did not play Wednesday or Thursday. So we'll have to see what happens with these players. Most likely, if they're not practicing on Thursday, that means they won't play in the game, unless it's a veteran or someone whose injury they don't really need to practice for it. You know, they kind of want to rest up. But normally when a player is not practicing on Thursday, that most likely means they won't be in the game. Here's the Giants. I better take a breath before I read all of these injuries, because there are a lot here to unpack. And let's go down the line. Okay, starting off with Cam Brown, the linebacker on the New York Giants, has a hamstring injury. He did not practice both Wednesday and Thursday. Nate Ebner, the defensive back, more for special teams, obviously a quad injury for him. He did not practice on Wednesday, had limited practice on Thursday. Austin Johnson, defensive tackle with an illness, did not practice on Wednesday.
Limited practice.
Yeah, why did I just like that slip my mind out of nowhere? That was weird. Limited practice. Thank you, Alex. I forgot the word. On Thursday, Saquon Barkley, running back for the New York Giants, with a knee injury, limited practice both Wednesday and Thursday. Evan Ingram, tight end, calf injury, limited practice Wednesday. It doesn't say anything here on Thursday. I think right now it's looking like he was running some drills. I saw him do like an in cut. He looked like he was running full speed. He looks pretty good, but we'll have to obviously wait and see for Sunday. Kenny, I expect him to play, but we'll have to wait and see. Kenny Golladay, wide receiver, hip. I heard the opposite about how he's not looking so good. He had a limited practice both Wednesday and Thursday, but I have not been hearing good things. And it looks like, you know, I've been hearing that he has not looked good when it comes to being injured. Obviously, has dealt with an injury so far during training camp, preseason, and now during the regular season as well, heading into the week 3 matchup. So right when we signed him, after we heard all that stuff about injury history, it's not going away. Logan Ryan, defensive back, hamstring, limited practice Wednesday, Thursday. Caden Smith, tight end, knee injury, limited practice Wednesday, Thursday. And Kadarius Toney, with an ankle injury, limited practice on Thursday. And that is every Giants player. I finally run through all of them. Most of them are, you know, right off the bench, if not starters. So that's a big deal. I think the biggest out of the two, you know, out of all of them is Saquon. And how Alex was saying, you know, this is week 3. This is his time where he's supposed to be 100% and fully ready to go and can show everyone what he's got. And then behind that, I would say it's probably the two wide receivers of Kenny Golladay, Kadarius Toney, because that'll, you know, very much limit where Daniel Jones can throw and who he can throw to.
So Kenny Golladay, when Joe Judge was asked about it, actually, in his press conference, seemed to act like, yeah, he'll be practicing today. It didn't seem like to talk about many restrictions, even though it did say he was limited. And he said the hip injury isn't tied to an issue from last year, his long-term injury. So hopefully everything should be okay there. And besides that, I think Saquon, they're just trying to make sure he doesn't get hurt in practice. And I think that's really the biggest thing. You know, you can't really take these like limited practice and, you know, there's no other thing, but limited practice or full go practice, right? It's kind of hard to tell, right? You know, you see tons of players go limited all week and then end up playing, right? We saw that with Saquon, right? He's played the last 2 weeks, but he was limited every single day going up to those. So you can't take those too much to heart. You just got to wait till Sunday to see what actually happens.
All right. And with that, I say we go to our, you know, kind of factor of the game. I think we call the X factor of the game. And Alex, I'm going to once again, I'm going to have to switch it up eventually. But these are two teams that we've played that have pretty good tight ends. And I would say I was pretty right with my pick last time of Logan Thomas, the tight end for the Washington football team. You know, we had a few receptions, I know. And then we have this game coming up against the Falcons, the Atlanta Falcons, and obviously Alex's boy right here, whether it was on fantasy or whether he wanted him in the draft, it's Mr. Kyle Pitts, who has been, I think, their second leading player when it comes to targets, receptions, touchdowns, behind Calvin Ridley, obviously the number one wide receiver in Atlanta. But just like it's actually looked, you know, with the New York Giants, Atlanta has looked bad. And I mean bad, very bad. You know, they haven't really been close in games. Matt Ryan is ready to retire. He's out of here. And they won't be, they're not calling what they're doing right now or in the future, I guess, a rebuild. I saw that the other day. They're not using the word rebuild yet. I think they will definitely be using the rebuild word next season. You know, if not in the near future. So Kyle Pitts, that's my X factor heading into this game.
My X factor for the Falcons here, I'm going to go Cordell Patterson. If you watched him last week against the Buccaneers, he tore that defense apart. I think he's going to be a pivotal piece. It's hard to tackle him. He's got the athleticism of a receiver, the size of a running back. It just really is going to be tough to stop him. And the way they were using him in the passing game as well in the running game was pretty impressive. I think it's going to be difficult for some of our linebackers and slot corners there to deal with him. So he's my Falcons X factor for this weekend. I guess we'll go score predictions, right? Score predictions, the fun part. I think the Giants will win. I'm going to predict a win because we should win. I'm going to go 28. No. We can't have us only getting touchdowns. There has to be one Graham Gano field goal. I'm going to go 31-23 Giants.
And yeah. You predict a win when we're going. That's a bold take. That's a bold thing to say. Cordero Patterson, that's an interesting pick, Alex. I think actually one of the Giants special teams coach, or the Giants special teams coach called in the best returner like ever or something like that.
Joe Judge even mentioned him in his like rant that he does in the beginning of every week where he talks about the other team and acts like he knows everything about them, that part.
Yeah, he loves the special team, so that's definitely why.
He mentioned he was like CP. He named him multiple times.
Here we go. Giant special teams coach Thomas McGaffey. I think it's Thomas McGaffey. Called Cordarrelle Patterson on the Falcons, quote unquote, arguably the greatest kickoff returner of all time. So, I mean, there you go. That's a statement. That's a quote right there. But. Interesting X factor, Alex. I assume you mean on the special teams end of things, whether we see a big kick return or punt return to get the Falcons.
I think in the backfield. Did you see last year how he was used? Last week, how he was used against the Bucs. He had multiple rush attempts. He had multiple passing attempts out of the backfield, especially when they were passing. He was the back. I thought he was pretty dangerous there. And obviously, he's just multidimensional. So I think he'll be a big issue for the Giants.
I disagree. That's just, okay. I mean, he's not my X factor. So there you go. I thought you meant in the punt return or kick return. We get like,
no, I'm not. I think about the whole picture. I'm not just Joe Judge and just think about special teams. Damn, right. that was a roast right there.
That was a
ratio.
Okay. Well, anyway, yeah, score prediction. My score prediction, I'm going to go with a win for the New York Giants, which is not like me, but it is what it is. I'll go with it. I think it's going to be a 27-20 victory for the New York Giants. Yep, 27-20. You're not going to hear these Giants wins predictions a lot from me, so take this one in with what you want. Short preview episode, you know, nothing really much to talk about, but obviously wanted to get our thoughts in here. You can subscribe to the podcast wherever, mainly on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Drop 5 stars. Go to shipitstudios.com/agiant. Take over to shipitstudios.com. Press on the Giant Take, and you can check out all our links on there. Follow us on Twitter at the Giant Take Pod. I'm at Joshua29. Alex is at Anorian23. And, you know, Instagram at the Giant Take, Facebook at the Giant Take, TikTok. We are on there as well, at the Giant Take Pod as well. Posting some videos. We got to post a new one soon, Alex. I texted you that. Still haven't gotten anything up there, as your last one went viral.
My feelings were offended. If anyone's seen that last TikTok, people were saying it was bad editing and I had to sit and cry. So,
Immediately after you posted it, I made sure to text you and say that the Netflix logo, if you watch a Netflix show, you notice that the Netflix logo when it does like the N is like, right when you open. Or whatever it is. It does it in the beginning of a show, right when you enter it. And Alex put it at the end of the TikTok. And I was like, that's not how it works.
But like, you know, like how usually in like a, in a like show preview, like the ad that you see like on a commercial on TV or something.
Still has like, it in the beginning.
Like, but not the Netflix logo usually. It's like another logo. Like it's like CB, but like it'll be like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of a name. Like the Giants. And then it's Daniel Jones. What's he going to do? And then it's like CBS, and then it's like, and then it's like a picture of like, I'm losing my mind. Yes, okay, maybe it was badly edited. Okay.
All right, well, whatever. Let's get a new
my
one.
My feelings are hurt. I'd like to clarify, my feelings are hurt. Okay, you know what I'm going. Wait. Give me a second here.
Let me ask you though, because I feel like actually people want to listen to this because you know sometimes they like hearing about our experiences or the people hate listening to you know about what we're doing. Are we going to be doing content at the game? I assume so, right? I mean, we'll have some time. You know, you hate tailgating, and you hate tailgating because texted you, when are you going to be there? And you're like 11:30, and I know that means 12, which would give you an hour, and you're going to want to get that Eli Manning bobblehead. So you'll be parked and going right into the stadium, nothing pre. Now, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm hoping to be there around 11 or so. But I think we are going to do some coverages, right? Whether it's videos or whatever, pictures.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And we'll probably try to do a TikTok maybe. That would be fun.
A TikTok. Oh, like one of our vlogs. We should do like a New York Giants vlog. We like take videos. We're going to. Yeah.
Especially if we lose, it'll be very enjoyable for people.
That will be enjoyable for people. And hopefully, obviously, we can, you know, talk to Justin and Sax. Talk, say hi to
them. Yeah. I also have to call a couple people out from the TikTok here. XXavian06 said, L edit. He really hurt my feelings. Okay.
You're giving them clout for roasting.
Oh, no. I want to give them clout. And then knockworst_McGee said, is this your favorite Giants moment? You're probably too young to remember Super Bowl. What is that? 47. No, 37. And I'm like, yeah, I am. Okay. So nice roast, bro. And then he said, you didn't even edit it, lol. And then I was like, but I did edit it. I just did a bad job editing.
You should have been responding with these, like, in actual comments from our account, but you didn't. You're just saying that, like, you clapped back.
I'm sad. And then Jay Osa said, shit, end. Okay? So the end was shit? Then that was your problem? Oh, because he didn't like the ending. Oh, I just figured out right now he didn't like the ending. Well, you know what? Screw him. All right, we can end the episode now. I'm mad.
All right. But yeah, look for some content on Sunday. And obviously the podcast, we'll hopefully record that night. And then you'll hear it by Monday. But yeah, I'm excited. You know, I am excited because I think I really do want to see if we can, you know, see Justin and Snacks as well. I'm hoping we can also see anyone else that we know from, like, you know, the podcast and stuff like that. That would be super cool. And obviously getting that freaking Eli Manning bobblehead. Alex, if we get there and we don't get that bobblehead, I think my dad more than me. Because, like, I'm not, like, you know, when I was younger.
Josh, don't even make it a conversation. The bobblehead will be acquired and it won't be an issue.
Let's not say that. I don't want to jinx anything. Oh, right. You don't believe in jinxing, though. I forgot about that. But anyway, I very much do. To be honest, I'm not, like, a huge bobblehead fan as I was, like, a few years ago, but I think my dad will be more interested in getting that bobblehead than I am, honestly. So hopefully we get it, and we will let you know, obviously. We'll update you if it is acquired. But anyway, now we'll wrap it up. We thank you so much for listening to this episode, and we will see you for the recap Monday, probably, if not Tuesday, but most likely Monday. See you then, and enjoy your weekend, and hopefully we get a Giants win. Please. Anyway, see you. Have a good weekend.
Welcome to the All 80s Movies Podcast.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Jason. And this is the podcast where we talk about the blockbusters, the flops, and everything in between from one of the freshest decades for movies, the 1980s. So whether you're a brain, a jock, a valley girl, or a Jedi, we've got some 80s classics for you.
Do these movies stand the test of time? Are we discovering something new? Is there an 80s movie we're finally watching for the first time?
Join us each week as we dive into the cinematic nostalgia that inspired and influenced a generation. From the hits to the cult classics, we'll discuss our earliest memories, favorite scenes, fun facts, and our not-so-favorite movie moments, too.
It's the All 80s Movies Podcast, now available on all major streaming platforms. Please subscribe and happy listening.